This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. I'm your host, Carla, hanging with you on your Sunday. And I have a very special guest with me, Geneva Smith. Geneva, how are you?
I'm fine.
Now, Geneva said she's kind of nervous. That's okay, though. We have different guests in here every single week. Some are just come in here like, some are so confident, but once they start talking, they're like, oh, my God, once the mic starts. So you're good. You're good. I promise. So today, now, this is kind of a special circumstance with Geneva. Usually we have nonprofit organizations who come in here and tell us about their goal in the community, their objective, an event they have coming up. And there is a ceremony happening soon. But, Geneva, you are actually in the process of developing this nonprofit.
Yeah.
And so let's kind of start from the beginning. Unfortunately, we are meeting on not so great circumstances. Mm-hmm. So let's tell everybody why we're here. And then I would love to learn about the nonprofit you are trying to develop on behalf of the circumstances. And then we'll talk about the ceremony coming up. So you just kind of start from wherever you would like.
Okay. I am here because my son, Royale Spencer, was a 9-year-old boy. January 21st, that was killed because of gun violence.
And take your time, Geneva.
Here in Wichita, there's no safe storage laws or anything as far as guns. So no one was held accountable for my son's death. And so I'm looking for a positive outlook.
Now, real quick, let's go back just a second. For anyone, including myself, who is not familiar not only with Royale's story, I have done some research. Mm-hmm. I've noticed some local news outlets have picked up on it. Mm-hmm. We've been talking to some of them. We don't have to go into detail today, but when you say gun violence, what happened that day? Was it a stray bullet? What exactly?
The story is that Royale and his 11-year-old friend was playing with guns, and the 11-year-old admitted to pulling the trigger. Mm.
Okay.
There was no malicious intent behind it, is what they're saying. So no one is being held accountable. But the gun lock was broken.
Mm.
So I felt like, you know, maybe that there should be some type of law implemented on gun storage.
Got it.
Okay.
And you said as of right now, there are no safe storage or gun storage laws here in the state, correct?
Correct. I'm pushing for that to be changed also. So
you are in the process of trying to get that going here locally?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And from this, you know, I'm looking for a positive force. And so I created something called the Royale Foundation. It is a program, mentoring and tutoring nonprofit organization that we will provide GED prep, tutoring, SAT prep,
wow,
ACT prep, things of that nature. We will also do like mock interviews, help with college applications. My hope is eventually that we can help, you know, if you don't get a scholarship for school, for college, that the Royale Foundation will be able to help with paying for college.
Wow. So even offer scholarships.
Yes. That's my hope.
Yeah.
But as of right now, it's more of a tutoring, GED prep. We'll do self-sufficient classes, credit building, things that isn't taught at home normally.
Sure.
I didn't learn about any of that until I got older, you know. And so if you give the child a head start, I think it's better.
Absolutely. That foundation.
Yes. And so, the main focus is to give the youth a positive force, a positive impact where not only are we offering tutoring service, we have games and things that you can come in and play, more of a rec center type, where you can come in as a outlet, a positive outlet. And I know a lot of youth don't have that at home. We also have things like journals in place that if you want to come in and write in your journal, these things are locked up. No one will read them. You don't have to take them home. They can be a safe storage here for them.
Wow. So. If you're just tuning into Empower Wichita, I'm sitting here with Geneva Smith, and it's likely you've heard about her son, Royale, who passed away from a gunshot wound. And now I've read different stories. You know, Geneva, you kind of told us there's gray area right now with who is accountable for this. Mm-hmm. But basically, Geneva is here today, and she's in the process of starting a nonprofit, the Royale Foundation, mm-hmm. and trying to turn this tragedy, I cannot even imagine, into something positive here in the community with the Royale Foundation, basically to offer, it'll be a nonprofit to offer tutoring, ACT prep, mock interviews, help with college apps, eventually leading to scholarships, just helping the youth build a foundation that they might be lacking at home. And so I think that is amazing that you guys are. Where are you at in that process?
We have a building.
Okay. Where's the building at?
1927 South Hydraulic. It's right in between Mount Vernon and Harry, right across the street from Linwood Park.
Okay. How can people get a hold of you if they're interested in being a part of this? Whether they want to volunteer, whether they want to offer donations, whether it's a child, a parent, somebody who knows a child who could benefit from your foundation.
I have a public page, the Justice for Royale page.
On Facebook?
On Facebook. And it's a picture of Royale on there. I also, my Facebook is public. It's called Sunny Smith. Sunny's my nickname.
Okay.
As a kid. And my telephone number is 371-2349. My email address is genevasmith27@gmail.com.
All right. And there is a ceremony happening soon. It's ribbon cutting,
yes.
May 1st. And is that still at 6 p.m.?
Yes.
Now, 1927 South Hydraulic. So it's going to be at where the Royale Foundation building is. So what can people expect at the ceremony?
It's going to be more of a, like a meet and greet with my volunteers and employees, introducing the Royale Foundation, what we're
nice.
Doing, what our mission and vision is of what we were expecting to happen here, why it was created. There will be light refreshments, pretty much more like just a meet and greet.
Sure. If you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm talking with Geneva Smith right now, and Justice for Royale is what we're discussing. And this all began because this is in honor of 9-year-old Royale. Geneva's son, Royale, was shot outside of the Sedgwick County Courthouse a few months back, and the Royale Foundation is in honor of him. And mom is here just trying to turn this situation into a positive movement. And Geneva is getting this nonprofit up and running very soon. And the Royale Foundation is to help our youth in tutoring, mentoring, basically an educational program that will even eventually offer scholarships. You can find Justice for Royale on Facebook. And in terms of the safety storage and the law, where are you right now on that safe storage law? I'm sure that is just such a long road ahead.
Well, I met with Senate Fascadel, Aletha Fascadel, and she said that she will introduce the Royale Law to Topeka May 1st. So it's still a process. It's not in stone, but it is drafted. So
nice. How's the support been in the city?
I have some support. When you get to talking about gun laws, it's a lot of people that disagree, and I'm not trying to take anyone's Second Amendment. I personally don't carry a gun, but I believe you have the right to bear arms. That's not what the Royale Law is. It's just simply saying that if something like this was to happen and an investigation was in place, and they found out the gun was unsupervised and not in a storage unit of a locking device of some sort, that someone will be held accountable. Because it's like negligence, and guns are fatal, you know, so.
I'm just trying to think, are there any kind of, is there anything on, in terms of the safety mechanism on a gun? There's nothing.
There's no storage or a safety lock law in the state of Kansas.
How about in the nation? Do other states?
There's other states that have some sort of trigger locks and something. Kansas laws is the most lenient gun laws.
Really?
Yeah, very, very.
Very interesting. Now, do you have any other children at home?
I have a 15-year-old boy, Marquay.
Okay. How has he been through all of this?
He's quiet.
Yeah.
Marquay was always quiet, but he's extremely quiet now. So.
Sure. Now, Marquay, with the Royale Foundation, is he actively involved, or is this something he's kind of just sitting back a little bit from?
Well,
because this is fragile.
He helps. He knows that this is, I called it busy work at first.
Yeah.
But he is more active. The closer we get, he's more active as far as helping. And I believe that this is really going to be really good for him as something positive also. You know, this is all created somewhat because of him. This all happened. He was out of school for almost a month. When he went back to school, you know, his work was piled up on him. And the tutoring sessions is from 3:30 to 4:30. That's an hour at school. There's no way that a person in situations like this can get caught up in an hour and need help. You understand? So
absolutely. The Royale Foundation, you can find them on Facebook. There's a public Facebook page, Justice for Royale. Learn all about it. You can find Sunny Smith on Facebook, and she's graciously handed out her cell phone, 371-2349, or GenevaSmith27@gmail.com. And they're in the process of launching this nonprofit organization to provide mentoring services and tutoring services for the community centered around our youth and their academics. And I'm talking GED prep, SAT tutoring, you name it, job skills, the stuff our youth needs to be great adults for the rest of their lives. And so they have a building now. They're just trying to cross their T's and dot their I's to get it official. But it is over at 1927 South Hydraulic, the Royale Foundation. And Geneva Smith also is going to have a ceremony at the Royale Foundation on May 6th, starts at 6 p.m. So over there at 1927 South Hydraulic, kind of by Linwood Park, correct? Are you looking for volunteers for the Royale Foundation?
Yes, we're looking for volunteers for the Royale Foundation to help with tutoring, mentoring, small businesses that would like to come in and speak and tell your story of how you got started in Wichita. We're also looking for donations of old books, laptops, anything that can help, office supplies, all of anything that could help.
Office supplies, laptops, if you have anything, old books you can help donate to the Royale Foundation. We urge you here at Power 93.5 to please reach out to Geneva. You can email her, Geneva, G-E-N-E-V-A, Smith, 27@gmail.com. Find the Royale Foundation, search Justice for Royale on Facebook. You can find her right there. Search Sunny Smith on Facebook. However you can contact her, phone number is 316-371-2349, because this Royale Foundation is for our youth. And this is all in honor of 9-year-old Royale. So Justice for Royale, that is trending. You can possibly find that on the internet right now. And I mean, I was looking at certain sites. Kick.com has a very inspiring story about it. I mean, different sites are talking about this. And the most we can do right now is just raise awareness. That's where it all starts. So before we wrap up, anything you want to add, Geneva, before we go? I know you've been through a lot, and we just kind of threw you on the radio today. But I appreciate you coming out, and if there's anything you just want to end with before we conclude, you're more than welcome to.
No, I just want to thank you guys for giving me the time to come in and speak. Also, you know, I appreciate the community support through it all. You know, regarding from day one when we had to start planning for the funeral, the GoFundMe, I appreciate and I love all the support that I have received. And I'm just trying to change the way things are going here in Wichita and put a little bit of good karma back.
Absolutely. And, you know, what we're trying to do is just to turn this energy into something positive.
Right.
A positive distraction, a positive
yes.
movement forward to make, try and make sense of it, try and make it so it, a purpose behind
right.
it at least. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So Justice for Royale, again, if you are a small business or an individual who has some kind of access to resources for this foundation, for tutoring of these youth in our community, please, whether it's laptops, office supplies, old books, anything you have, feel free to reach out to Geneva ASAP, again, on Facebook, Justice for Royale. You can find her at Sunny Smith on Facebook or email her, Geneva, G-E-N-E-V-A, Smith, 27@gmail.com. Hit her up at 316-371-2349. They're also looking for volunteers. If you would like to help mentor or be a tutor, they're looking for that too. And again, that ceremony is happening May 1st, 6 p.m., the ribbon cutting ceremony. And 1927 South Hydraulic, that's where the Royal Foundation sits, and it will be an official nonprofit very, very soon. And just a reminder to everyone listening, we will have this segment posted tomorrow afternoon at power935.com under If You Missed It, Empower Wichita, in case you missed any information. And feel free to message us on our Facebook page, Power935, if you have some questions for Geneva or need us to extend any kind of message to her. So. Thank you again, Geneva.
Thank you.
We'll be right back for Empower Wichita. It's Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.